officially have a quorum, so I'll recognize that fact at 6:06 Thursday, April 18th, 2019. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Thank you all. Recognize the members present, Mrs. Holmes, Dr. Fletcher, Bishop Thomas, Mrs. Robinson, myself, Mr. Boynton, and we also have with us Bill Bentz, Marianne Longo, and our head of school, Sherry Marshall. Seeing that we have a quorum, I'll now give you guys a minute to peruse the minutes from our March 28th, 2019 meeting. There are no questions or edits to the minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I do have a change.
Yes.
On the principal's report,
mm-hmm.
I misspoke and said that graduation will be June 7th, which is a Friday. It's actually June 6th, which is a Thursday.
June
6th. Yeah, one of our fifth grade teachers is not here on the 7th.
What time is it?
The kindergarten is at 9, and then the fifth grade is 1:30.
Clear my schedule for that.
June 6th. It's a Thursday.
9 and 1:30?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a child graduating?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I heard. Excuse me. While you guys keep...
What time did you say? One.
9 for kindergarten and 1:30 for fifth grade.
I do fifth grade.
Very ourselves.
Welcome back. How was your spring break?
It's awesome.
All right, we'll also recognize Ms. McCarthy as here and present. All right, hearing Mrs. Marshall's edit to the graduation date, are there any other questions on the minutes?
I move that we adopt the minutes as amended from 3:28.
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Bishop Thomas, that we approve the March 28, 2019 meeting minutes with the edit to the graduation date of moving it from June 7th to June 6th. And you guys should, if you amend your calendars as well, 9 o'clock and 1:30. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the motion passes. We have now our public comment. We have a parent here who would like to address the board, Mrs. Glass. Yes. Mrs. Glass, the floor is yours.
I don't know. I'll get a couple of copies if anyone wants this.
Just so you can have.
And then you can take the test. No, I'll keep one for myself. Please use the font on the last pages.
I think I have it because you.
Yeah, I emailed it to you. I did then.
Mm-hmm. So I read it already.
You read it?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if anybody else wants to read it.
Oh, excuse me.
I will take a bigger font, which was a mistake. So excuse that for my own eyes, and then I'll give you all the rest of it. Yes, fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Computer's missing. I'm not sure.
Is that a larger font?
Mr. Glass, if you don't mind, can we just give everybody a minute, probably just to read, and then we can, once you guys have a chance to read this, that'd I missed the last address, you guys. While you guys are finishing up, I'll just remind the board, because this is a issue involving a current student and we are on the record, I'll just caution our responses.
Not using names.
Right, and we're not going to use any names.
There is one error in the report that I wrote that my grandmother pointed out. It's one, when you first start reading and it says Javelle addresses her again, that is an error. Javelle was the one who was addressed. That was fast typing.
It's hard not to.
My son.
So has everybody had a chance to okay. Miss
Yeah. My concerns are, this is not the first encounter with me and the teacher. Therefore, that day, I received a phone call. And my issue was, with being a, not necessarily a teacher, but with being the behavior analyst or the behavior specialist or whichever, I'm not sure of the actual title. When being on the phone, when you call a parent, which one, let me just say, I did not know until we got home that all of this took place in a classroom full of children. I did not know this. I thought it was in an office where it was just being, all this was being displayed. So all this was also being displayed in front of all of these children. I received the call, as you know. I'm at work thinking I'm going to calm down my son. However, it's hard to calm down someone when I listen to what you have to say, and then I get on the phone with my son, who's already hyperventilating. And once I try to get him to calm down, because I feel an education now, and once he starts to calm down and starts to explain himself, then you have the specialist in the background. Now, I don't want us to use the word taunting, but basically saying things that is not going to do anything but flare the situation back up. So therefore, I asked to speak to her. When I spoke to her, it was understood. And it wasn't like, oh, okay, I understand. It was a huff. So then the phone is given back to my son. Well, one, I already feel uncomfortable now because you're a specialist specializing in behavior, but this is the attitude that you display, and I am the parent. So how am I to feel comfortable with you, and you are, my son's in your care as of right now. And at the time, I'm thinking you all are in the room. After speaking to him, he finally gets it together. He's a little bit more calmer. And I'm like, well, tell me what's happening. I don't know if I was taking, as I said to you, I don't know if I was taking a little too long trying to get everything out of him. Well, what are you doing right now? What were you working on? Just to try to ease into the initial situation. And then I hear again, as you heard multiple times, this is what you're working on. This is what it, da, 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 da. And again, as a parent, I don't need a teacher, a specialist. Let me handle it. It's my son. And then when you come off with an aggressive tone, and I say, okay, I stop it again and say, let me speak to her. She gets on the phone, and I say, well, I'm trying to die down the situation, but it seems as though you're coming off a little aggressive. But this is how I always talk. Okay, well, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's your tone. Well, I knew I called the wrong one. By the wrong one, meaning my mother, who's not here. because sometimes when you can't reach me, I'm the only child. I have a slew, maybe 10 people on this list, including my aunt and my grandmother. My grandmother's the one who came with me to the school after that initial incident happened. So with the wrong one, even my mother says, there is no wrong one. I am the parent. However, my issue is that how am I to feel comfortable going forward with you handling my child and your behavior specialist when you have to treat every situation accordingly? You can't come off in an aggressive manner, an aggressive tone to everyone's child thinking that you're going to get a resolution, especially when the parent is on the phone. Because if I don't talk to my child in that manner, what would give any idea that I would want someone else to speak to my child in that same manner? Especially when I'm trying to die down the situation, but it keeps being flared back up by the behavior specialist. I came in, I spoke to the vice principal, Oh, yes. I was hung up on. After it said I had the wrong one, it was click up. Hung up in my ear. That was all I got. I was at work. I wasn't aggressive. Honestly, it was a long day. And when I got the phone call, I was like, what did my child do? So it was like, what is it, Janelle? That was my mood. It wasn't a aggressive, well, what did you do to him? I'm trying to calm it down. So therefore, my indication is that it's happened multiple times. So what happens now after this? You know, I asked for a sit down. I was told that there would be an investigation. I haven't heard anything back yet. So I haven't yet received an apology as one. How do you hang up on a parent and find that acceptable, but then don't even call and say, even though I'm the behavior specialist, I handled that inappropriately, and one, I should never have hung up on you. I've never received any dialogue, but yet you're still dealing with my child on a day-to-day basis, and I'm supposed to feel comfortable. I do not. I don't know how to go forward. I'm not here to tell anyone how to do their job and move them forward. But as a parent and my son attending the school, both of my children, he's now in the third grade going into the fourth. He's been here since kindergarten. How do I feel comfortable being left in limbo land and expecting my son to feel secure, protected, not feel like someone is always coming off of him in an aggressive manner? And if that's your tone all the time, how do you deal with children on a day-to-day basis that are from 5 years old all the way up until 10 or 11, and that's your demeanor? It has to be a better outlook. So I don't really know what to say. From here, all I know is, as I've explained to her, I do not feel comfortable with her with my child. If my child is having an issue, me and the teachers we have a certain app. We do communicate, we do text, we do talk. I've expressed my concerns in saying that if something is going on with my child, I would rather my child be pulled, and I would rather either the teacher, Ms. Marshall, someone else call me, because she is not to handle my son's care. And that's not because of what my son said, it's because of what I witnessed and what I heard and the aggression and the tone that I was giving and then being hung up on, not giving anything else in between, not even a call back or a follow-up once it did die down. Again, I did ask for a meeting, which I have yet to hear anything back. So that is my concern today. I do follow an app, which I did not print out because my grandmother told me I should have, because other parents don't want to be pulled into it and things of that nature. On Facebook, I don't know if many of you do know this, there is it's like a group. Because it's a school, someone makes up the group, they're considered the administrator of it. They ask you a couple questions, what grade your child in, how long have you been attending, you answer those questions, they can accept you into the group. You go into the group, and people just basically talk about how they like it, what they don't like, what they do like, and you get to vent. But only people that see this are the people that are accepted or inside that group. Your regular Facebook friends do not see it. So I started to print things and little comments that people have to say, because it's not just me who has also have complaints about this specialist, a way of their attitude, the way they come off, and it being inappropriate. I was even told one time before that I wouldn't be the first person to complain, and nothing has happened yet, basically insinuating that obviously it's not that big of a deal, and it is what it is. So it's like, well, how do you go forward? Who is the boss? Who is the person over top of that person? When do you sit down and say, okay, this is you, this is the parent, let's discuss it? What is the outlook? And I've yet to be given one, so therefore I'm here.
All right, well, we thank you for your comment. I got your email today.
I know.
So I wasn't.
I know that. I should have been sent.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. the email came today. So we do appreciate you coming to the board meeting. It's something we have to discuss. Obviously, we don't want to discuss it on the record. On behalf of the board, I'd like to apologize to you if you felt as if you were not given adequate service. And nobody should be hanging up on anyone. So I'd issue an apology on behalf of myself and the board. I do understand that you had a meeting with Ms. Marshall and Mr. Capers.
Yes, after the call ended, I called the vice principal now, and I spoke with him over the phone. He did have JaVale waiting in the waiting in the main office when I arrived. My grandmother came with me before school, right when school was letting out, and we did sit and we did have a meeting. And I was told there would be an investigation. I asked for the sit down or something, some type of correspondence, which I'm waiting on. And then I will say this too. The school knows me. I am a very cutthroat, cut dry. It is what it is. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I did it or I was disrespectful, I will own it. I will apologize and I will move on. I am very honest all the time. I am very strong. I am very, how can I put this, on top of my children. I'm a single parent and I do my best. And when it comes to my kids, I am very, if they're, like I said, did you do it? Yes, very protective. And if they did it, they will definitely be disciplined. I am all for that. My kids will tell you. Do we get whoopings? Yes, we do. Do I? Are you on green? Are you on? I'm just saying. I don't want to seem like I'm coming across as if, like I'm perfect Patty and I don't do anything wrong. And sometimes I might come off aggressive too, and I don't know that.
Well, let me just say this. In the interest of expediency and time, if you were promised a follow-up, you'll get a follow-up. It's my understanding from speaking, because I learned about this tonight and spoke with the principal tonight, our head of school. The behavioral specialist will not be interacting with your son going forward. So you don't have to worry about that with either one. We want your children to continue to matriculate at AOD. We appreciate your honesty and your candor. But the situation will be resolved.
Thank you.
So you have that. We are about to go out on spring break, so I don't want to promise you given that you've come to address your concerns with the board, we will get something to you in writing.
That's all I ask for.
No problem. Thank you.
And you can ask my son, as I've told him, if anyone comes and talks to you, be honest. Mm-hmm. Don't cover for mommy. Don't lie for mommy. If mommy was wrong, mommy was wrong. And he will tell you the exact same thing, which I've always told him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Does anybody else on the board have? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Take care. All right. Mr. Bentz,
Everybody have a copy of the March 31st?
Yes.
There's not a whole lot to say, so I won't talk a whole long. I know people have to leave, but just real quickly, the budget in total and by categories within receipts and expenditures are the same as it was last month. If you look at the first three lines in the receipts section, they're state appropriations. We got all the money we're supposed to get. If we look in local district funding, we're $4,700 short, and I asked Sherry. We're supposed to get $6,800 from this IT thing. She wrote another letter. They haven't said no. They said they don't want to give it to us in piecemeal. They want to give it to us in total, but they don't know when we're going to get it. So remember last month I said we were getting more interest. So if we get that money, and that account will be over because the interest is going up because there were $6,000 we're supposed to get. That's from 2 years ago. It's state. And we'll keep after them because I'll keep after them. But if we got that, then we'd be positive there. Mm-hmm. As far as food service, remember we're using balance out of food service. So the fact that we're a little short there, that means we're spending less of money out of food service. That's good. All the other accounts are, those minuses are really positives. We got more money than we anticipated in those accounts. So as far as the budget is concerned, I think the only place we're going to be short is in food service, which isn't a bad thing. Last month, we were at 93.9%. We're at 95% now. So the money's coming in basically as we anticipated. If you get down to salaries, last month there were three pays. So we have six more pays the rest of the year. So if you take 20 over 26, we should be at 76.9. It's not on your report. And we're 75.9, even though we had three pays in the month of March. So that'll work its way out. The OECs mirror the salaries, so we're running good there. If we take 9/12 of the year, we're at 75%. We're 71.2. So we're 3.8% under the budget, which is good because the more we're under, the more we carry over. And the only account we'd be over is on Mosaic, and we paid that early in the year. Just a couple quick things. Open enrollment for employees is for benefits is May 6th through the 24th. And I was told yesterday that the health insurance rates didn't go up and the vision didn't go up. But the dental did go up a little bit. And I'm amazed because that's three straight years the health insurance has remained the same, which is a good thing. Because I would think that, I know we pay bills to the hospital, they're unbelievable. I don't know how they manage it, but they're not going up next year. Just a couple other quick things. If we go to the next page, you see along the side we have account codes there. Do you see those? 5109 and so forth. I was told at the meeting yesterday that they're going to change all the account codes for July 1st. They don't have a final list of them yet. So we got to code our payroll on new codes we don't have yet, start making payments in July with new codes we don't have yet. So it's going to be a little shaky. I just can't believe it that at this point, and they were having a meeting today that I couldn't go to because I was up in Providence Creek, to give input. And I'm thinking, you want input now and you want to finalize things? But I'm just telling you, it might be a roller coaster ride trying to pay documents when, and the interesting thing is, they think they're going to get consistency across lines. But I could take you people here and set you down and have you code things. There's no code for every transaction yet. It's not possible. You'd have a list unbelievable. So they think they're going to get consistency now, but people are going to code the way they used to code because there aren't codes for a lot of things. So they're going through this whole exercise, and I'm not sure what you're going to accomplish. And then the interesting thing is if you get a big purchase order with a lot of different items on, most people code it to one thing because if you code it to 15 things, you got to enter 15 lines of coding, you know. And who's going to monitor to that? I don't get it.
When the new code come in?
July 1st. It'll probably affect. Do you guys use the state system at Delaware State? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll probably affect you.
I don't use it.
No, I mean, the people
it won't affect me.
Exactly.
That code. So, okay.
People will affect purchasing me if I miss a paycheck. And things of that nature.
It could affect you.
I miss a paycheck. It's going to
just one other thing they mentioned to me. They don't want people doing personal reimbursements. And the reason being, they said one lady last year had $30,000 worth of personal reimbursements and it generated a 1099 form for her and it caused all kinds of problems.
Wow.
So they're saying because of how they coded it, and then she gets a 1099 in the taxes, and they don't want you doing it unless it's a real emergency. So I'm just pointing that out in terms of our petty cash problem and so forth. Okay, let's move on real
Can
quickly.
I just ask a point of information.
Sure.
Are we close to getting the P card thing done?
It's close. Jumping through hoops. I mean, it's crazy.
But we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Okay.
I doubt it'll be by the end of the school year, though.
Right.
P-card.
Purchase card.
If we could move to page 2, again, I said we should be at 76.9. So if you look at school administrators, we're right there. Teachers, we're right there. The only ones we're over are substitute teachers where you can't control that. And we're over in paraprofessional because of that extra stipend, and we're over in overtime because of the extra work of our landlord, you know, putting water in our building and all that type of thing. If you look at the OECs, they're running well. If you look at the other categories, we're some up and some down, but in total we're running good. If you go to page 4, and I talked to Sherry about this, we've got money that we've got to spend before 6:30. At the meeting yesterday, I said, wouldn't it be nice if you would give us 2 years to spend this money? Because I said, a lot of times you come out with these new programs, and until we get clarification, we're halfway through the year. I said, what does it hurt to have the state let you have the money for 2 years so you can spend it wisely? I think I was talking to a brick wall. But, you know, they ought to give us the money and let us time to do it right rather than just spend it because it's here. Mm-hmm. And you know the problems we had. Who's the person you have an educational opportunity grant? What's that position, Sherry? The person you have an outsider that comes in, what does she do?
Remember the ESL,
Thompson. Our ESL, English Second Language, ELL teacher.
No, I thought it was someone coming from an agency that was helping with,
Ms. opportunity grant.
Yes,
Delaware Guidance.
Yes.
Sorry.
Until she got someone on board, it was probably, November, December? And then the interesting thing is, if you put a 6:30 end date, you can't even do anything over the summer. And I'm thinking, you're forcing us to spend money ineffectively when you don't give us 2 years. Give us 2 years. So I keep fighting, but we have some issues here, and I think Sherry's aware of them. We'll do the best we can.
Now, which one do you talk about?
Well, I'm talking about big numbers. I'm looking at student success. Mm-hmm.
Those that are coded with a zero in front of the approval code or something, because they all look alike. Student success. Because there's
52.
One school, safety and security.
That's one's okay, because that goes till 21, and we don't have that much money left in that. We're starting. Okay. I'm talking about reading, student success, reading. And the opportunity grant.
Okay.
She's aware she's doing the best she can, but I just think it's stupid that they do this and don't give us 2 years. It just doesn't make sense. And then when they give us money, in the past, money we could use for anything, now they're restricting it. Mm. So nothing flows to the bottom line anymore. That's basically all I have.
Is that an issue that you want to speak to our local representatives on or things like that? Because you have the power to do some things like that.
I don't know. I contact
federal grant.
No, this is state money. This is state money.
We can talk to our representatives.
I talked to Kendall. I sent her some stuff, and I said, you need to get on this.
And make them 2-year opportunity.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're speaking very reasonably.
I
but
hope so.
We need to speak. Yeah. Speaking to me, I can't change anything.
Well, the thing about it is,
I need to talk to.
I don't think legislators really understand the position charter schools are in. Because, and the point I make all the time is, if you go back to page 3 mm-hmm. and you see building rent of $542,000, school districts don't worry about that. They pass a referendum, the state pays for 70%, and the taxpayers pay for the rest. They don't take that money out of our operations. We're getting screwed.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. If I had $542,000, we could raise everybody's wages, and we'd be in good shape. And then the other part of it is we get no tuition money. We get no minor cap.
Yeah.
That's the...
I mean, we understand that.
Yeah, okay,
all about purpose, I'm almost sure.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So, unless we get a benefactor that's willing to donate us a building or something, that is not likely to change in our lifetime.
Or be a friend of a lottery person. Hits it for
they probably don't restrict that person buying and giving you a building. I'm sure there'd be a rule against it.
Yeah. So that's all I have. That's real quick because right now the budget's completed and she's doing a good job of managing the budget.
Good job.
All right. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to accept the finances.
I move that we accept the budget report.
Second.
All right. It's been moved by Mrs. Robinson, seconded by Mrs. McCarthy to accept the budget as of March 31st, 2019. All in favor?
Aye.
My budget's approved. Mrs. Marshall.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Next week, the gentleman from BeSafe and Bear Industries, which is our sprinkler company, they will be here doing work Monday and Tuesday to fix the ongoing issue that we have with the leaking last night. Excuse me. Last night about 9:30, I got a call from Be Safe. We had a supervisory signal going off again. Half hour later, I got a call from Be Safe again. The fire alarm's going off. They dispatched the fire company. It's the same issue. A few months back, I took the board on a tour. We saw the leaking the leaking classroom. That room leaked again for the third time last night at 9:30. I had to have Mr. Davis come back up here to... try to avoid having the teachers' items get ruined. So we put plastic and buckets and stuff out. The third grade classroom, and Mr. Boynton came and saw that one day, and it was leaking, just steady water flow. So they are coming to fix it, hopefully, fix it, not put a Band-Aid on it, but fix it Monday and Tuesday. So I'll keep everyone.
That means someone has to be here.
Mr. Davis will be here. Yes.
So can we keep track of his time?
Time. Yes.
He is putting in overtime. Yes.
Yeah. We need to keep track. I've attempted to call Mr. Mast and have not been successful, but
he's supposed to pay for this, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Plus this overtime he should be paying for too.
Yeah. Oh, he pays overtime. Okay.
No, we pay.
We need to get it back from
him. But he's only getting overtime.
We get reimbursed
because of his the fact that it wasn't repaired the first time.
Right. That's right.
Now, how does the water leak actually sets off an alarm?
Because it's water flow in our dry system. So there's two systems up there. It's the where the water's at, and then there's a dry system. That's the one that's the water gets in the dry system, and because it's not made for water, it leaks. So that's why we have monitored.
That's a pretty cool safety feature.
Okay. Hence why we have the ceiling tiles leaking and falling through. But I mean, I'll keep everyone updated. And I did have a call from Department of Education a couple weeks ago. John Carwell, he was asking me about our enrollment, which I'll talk about in a minute. But he also asked about our mold issue and our sprinkler issues because, you know, it's public knowledge, so they're aware. So he asked me about that, and I was honest with him and told him it was going to be fixed over spring break. So we need to make sure that that they get the mold testing done, as that was promised during winter break, and it never happened. So this falls back on Mr. Mast.
This has gotten critical now. Yeah. Is there anything that we can do to withhold rental money?
That's what I was getting ready to say.
We could withhold it. Just send a letter because of these issues until it's fixed.
It'll be an escrow.
Put it in escrow. Right, that's what I mean.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Well, we can't really put it in escrow.
I mean,
we're just not going to pay it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something. It's too far back for me, property law.
Yeah, it's a habitability, usability and habitability issue.
Yeah. Well, I barely remember the time when I did that, and I went to court over it, and the judge took an escrow account, so I paid my rent to that. And at the end of the period, after the judge gave me half of it back to punish the landlord for not fixing my roof for the leak on my property. Yeah.
Half of it back.
I don't know if Delaware does it. That was in Maryland. So.
That's what I said. I don't know the Delaware rule. But I mean, I imagine if you hold it in escrow.
Yeah, well, you're not legal.
But she's a lawyer, too. But
it's a
common law.
It's a common law. Yeah, I don't practice property law.
Yeah, it's a common law principle. As long as the money's there to pay it.
Right.
It's not as if we don't have it and we're trying to
withhold it. Okay.
But you say, Gary, this is since the winter.
Christmas break.
Yeah, well, remember we took the tour of the building?
That was before winter break.
That's been way too long. Okay. All right.
We paid them,
Ms. Marshall, do you have?
So just an update on, I did send everyone on the board an email about the enrollment. And with charters, you have to have 80% by April 1st.
Yes.
We did not meet that. They're giving us till May 1st to get our 80%, which would be 238 students. To date, we are at 233. We are 5 short of meeting our 80%. Because we go
235 or 230.
We're at 233. We need 238.
Right.
Difference of 5.
That's
the only thing is when we come back from spring break, we have Monday and Tuesday.
So you literally have to have some parents that will say, "I'm going to enroll my child here." I know I've been placing the flyers everywhere. I printed them all over my church. I took them with me when we went to Wyoming Church and left them in there. That's not my church, but I left some there. So I don't know what else.
So there's a possibility that I can get 3 on Monday, which would put us 2 short. And I'm just, praying that we get 2 kids to show up at the door. I did send flyers out to 20 daycares. I mailed them actual packets with the brochures, the applications, a letter. It went out to 20 daycares in the Dover and Camden area. I've contacted everybody that applied on Data Service Center or School Choice. I've invited them. If I didn't hear anything back from them, I sent them another email. What can I do to help? I'm doing school tours. Parents are like, "Oh yeah, I'll get this back right away." Letting them know that our spots are limited, and it's just get them back here is the problem.
So if not May 1st, does that mean we are under review?
He said if we do not meet the 80% May 1st, it will be formal review.
Okay.
So the 3 kids, okay. But I understand the nature of being counters.
Clear. And we've never been in this situation. We've always met our 80%, so this is a new disheartening.
I think the reason they're doing this is because of DAPS last year when they had to close in September after school started.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're fine. Sauce for the goose.
Yeah, we're going to get them. Don't worry about them. They're coming.
But that's all I have.
All right. Ms. McCarthy?
I do not have anything.
All right. Mrs. Holmes, I know you have a report from PTO. While you're doing that, I'm just going to ask that if everybody could, the letter that the parent gave you, you guys can, we need to shred that.
Yes.
If you could just pass those forward.
I gave mine to Bishop. I think you can. I'll see him tell him.
Yeah, I just don't want this because it has an employee and the son's name. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I think you're going to go over this. I just want to get the date for that carnival.
May 16th. So really briefly, I just wanted to provide a follow-up. We had a PTO meeting after our last board meeting wherein we, I reported back the changes that the board made and then, the offers of support for the carnival as well. And so I know you guys had questions about what exactly, your contribution would consist of and, what you would be asked to do. And so I was able to get a response back from Kenya, who's the PTO president. And so basically, just as a follow-up, the carnival is going to be held on Thursday, May 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. here. And so some of the things that she said that she needs assistance with, which hopefully you guys have the email as well so that you can revert back to it, as well as click on her email address to be able to respond and say whether or not you're able to attend. But setting up, creating the games, they're planning to have a moon bounce. So, just manning different stations. Working the games and then working food stations. And I guess to provide you a little bit more detail, we have, quite a bit of ideas. This carnival's, Mr. Capers and Kenya PTO committee, they're working really hard on, having a successful event and, making it fun and, just, engaging for the family and the kids, just something that everybody can come out and enjoy, bring your kids, your grandparents, your grandkids, all that. So she's got an Angry Bird event, Pick Your Nose, Cornhole Toss, Toilet Paper Toss, Musical Chairs, Hula Hoop Contest, Poodle Noodle Javelin, Limbo Contest, Rocket Blast Setup, Cracker Whistling Contest, and then, possibly some basketball face painting if they can, find somebody who actually does that. But, those are some of the ideas, but the majority of these stations, are already, kind of set in stone, and I guess we have, like, so I wrote down details about them for anybody that had any questions about some of them because I didn't know what a lot of them
were. Cracker.
Yeah, cracker.
You try to whistle.
Cracker whistle. Yeah, Ritz crackers. Yeah.
And I would like, so good. Can I nominate Mrs. Robinson
for and my fair share
of courage?
I declined. I'm sorry.
For the picking your nose, just for that. She seemed interested.
I thought about that, but then I said no.
They literally put saltine crackers in their mouth and try to whistle.
Yeah, give three kids 3-4 crackers.
So basically, whoever's manning it is getting saltine crackers spit at them. I've done that before. You just wear a lot of saltines.
The pick your nose is like a cardboard box with the big nose. Kids stick their hands into one of the holes.
Yeah.
And one of the, so if you stick your hand in the right nostril, I guess you get a prize. And the other one is slime.
Slime. Mm-hmm.
So,
I've seen that one too.
Thank you.
It's a little gross.
Yeah. Kids don't like that. No.
Poodle noodle, javelin. That's Thai noodles with duct tape. I guess, maybe use them as javelins to fight each other. Hula hoop stuff, some things like that.
Right.
They're going to have,
correct. Pool
noodles.
Okay.
Pool
noodles.
Yeah.
And is there a day for volunteer? Was there a separate day for the training?
So she said we plan to have a volunteer meeting on April 30th. Okay. She said we're trying to confirm, whether that date is good for most of the volunteers. So if you know that now, I can report that back to her. Again, just to go through some of the other things. They're going to have prizes for each station, food, hot dogs, and then, just try. They're also going to, try to get donations and stuff, too. So that's, to kind of give you a summary of what they plan to do for the carnival so that you can kind of, get in where you fit in, so to speak, in terms of where you want to volunteer. So if you're thinking about things, let that, kind of
summer over the break, and if you have any follow-up, you know, you can send me back email or, you know, to the group that Marianne normally distributes the emails to, and then I can report back to them. Or like I said, you have that email where you can just click and click on Kenya's email address and then email her directly as well. So that's pretty much.
Do you know when the training on April 30th is going to be?
I think it's 6 o'clock. No, she just has April 30th, and I think she's just trying to confirm that that's a good day for everybody.
Oh, okay. I can tell. So if we could look at our calendar, the 30th works for me.
Okay.
But if we can get consensus now, then yeah, and we then don't
I
can all. Report, yeah.
Right. I mean, I did tell her. I filled out a paper that I would volunteer in okay. some type of concession stand.
Okay.
And but I know I won't be able to make the April 30th meeting.
What
okay.
time is that meeting?
I have, yeah, but that's why I'm asking what time it is.
People, I mean, I have it. I have during the daytime. I have a couple exams, one exam at the university in the morning, but the afternoon gosh, is
sure,
a paper.
Sure,
so I'm free in the afternoon.
So everybody's consensus free in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Like, and what is afternoon? 2-3, or is afternoon like 4 or 5?
I'm free all afternoon. I don't have any exams.
I mean, my exam
prior
is,
commitment
is like
starts at 5.
8 till 10.
Before
after
five,
that, I'm
free.
Yeah. Free. But I won't have some lunch, so
my exams
I'm free
are
after 12.
So I'm free.
I'm free after 12.
Do it like right after school until that next like Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be now. Good. I'll come in for the training, then I'll see whether I can make.
So I'll just say consensus is
May 16th.
April the 3rd.
Yeah.
Why do I have to pick that?
Late afternoon, early evening. Yeah.
Have a graduation to participate in. You don't miss graduation.
All right. All right. That concludes my
question. Do you anybody have any questions for the PTO? I hope we can definitely all be out there to see
support. Give
see
support.
The kids pick Mrs. Robinson's nose. That would be great.
That's fine.
All right. Here any other business before the board? All right. Hearing none. I'll now. Just one last thing. Just keep in mind the graduation is on June 6th.
Yes.
So we can all, I'm going to definitely try to get out there.
I'm getting permission to be back.
We can all get out.
Surely, can we come back from vacation a day early?
Yeah.
And this will be the first one out of this. I like to come to them, yeah. They are so much fun watching little kids with their little mortar boards on.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. I'm hearing no new business. I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Alright. Okay. Moved by.
That way till you turn that off, yeah.
Okay, it's been moved by Mrs. Robinson.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. McCarthy
next
to adjourn. The next meeting date will be May 23rd, I believe.
Yes.
Yep. So, got a game that day. And that's our birthday.
That's fine. We should have a quorum. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are off the record at 6:48.
Cool.